Greetings and welcome to another installment of Dev Nuggets. My name is Andrew Duffy, and in this Dev Nugget, part two of a series, we're going to take a look at how you can customize the T4 templates that create new items in an MVC3 application to put the script references for validation at the bottom along with your script reference for jQuery, which we showed how to do in the previous installment on creating custom project templates. So right now we're looking at, in Visual Studio, the T4 template or .tt file for the edit view for an MVC3 project in C# using the Razor engine. The section of content here that I have highlighted is the section that is potentially problematic for us in terms of script references. As I mentioned in a previous installment, when we put our script references at the bottom, we can improve the performance and the rendering speed of our pages in a web-based application. So in this case, what we've got is we've got our head section, our title, our closing head section. This angle bracket pound sign is basically, that's some T4 template language that allows us to customize the output of the template. And in this case, the template in the highlighted section is basically referring to a variable that's part of the add view dialog box, which we'll see here in a minute, called if MVC host reference script libraries. And it basically says, if we're referencing the script libraries, then do all of this stuff. And if this is a content page, that is, if this is not a content page, that is, if we're not looking at a layout or a master page for this, then also include a reference to jQuery. The lines that we're most concerned about here are the references to jQuery.validate.min.js and jQuery.validate.unobtrusive.min.js. These actually have to come after the script reference to jQuery itself, and they need to be at the end of the page, ideally, for best performance. They don't actually manipulate the DOM directly, so we don't need to worry about them being at the top of the page. So let's go ahead and start by making a copy of this edit template so that we don't customize the original. So we're going to go in here to Windows Explorer, and I'm running this particular Windows Explorer window as admin, so I'm able to make changes here because this path is actually in the program files directory, and you do have to have admin credentials to be able to modify these files. So I'm going to do Control C and copy the edit.tt file, and do Control V and paste the file, and it'll go ahead and paste that in. I'm going to rename this so that I know what this is basically about, and I'm going to rename this to edit_sb for scripts at the bottom. So this is an edit template that puts the scripts at the bottom for me. Now, because I'm editing this template in the program files directory itself, in the Visual Studio tree, this will actually apply across all of my projects throughout Visual Studio. So this template will be available whenever I add a new view to an MVC3 project throughout my entire through any of my projects. If I wanted to customize these on a per project basis, I can actually bring the T4 templates into a specific project, and there's a great post by Scott Hanselman on how to do exactly that. I've referenced that in my blog post, and I'll also put a link to that in the Dev Nugget entry on Channel 9 for that as well. So now that I have my edit_sb.tt, let's go ahead back to Visual Studio, and again, I'm running as administrator here because I'm customizing things that are in the program files directory, so I'll need those permissions. And I'm going to go ahead and do open file, and I'm going to open up that edit_sb.tt. I'm going to locate that section again that was potentially problematic. So there's my HTML. So here's my section, if MVC host reference script libraries. So I'm going to highlight all this. I'm going to go ahead and Control X to cut that. And then I'm going to go down towards the end of the page, scroll up here a little bit, and I'm going to find where the end of the page is in terms of the body. So what I want to do here is I'm actually going to paste this in after the div that has the action link list here. So now I've pasted that back in, and now these script references will appear very close to the closing body tag, which is where we ideally want them. So that's a good starting point. And we'll go ahead and save this. Now let's go to another instance of Visual Studio, and let's go ahead and create a new project. And just to make this simple, I'm going to use any framework code first. I'm going to use the template that we created earlier, the MVC3 scripts at the bottom, and we'll just call this scripts at bottom test. And what we're going to do here is we'll create this new project. Because we're using the project template that we created in the earlier DevNugget on this topic, we'll see that if we drill down into our views and shared and layout.cshtml, we can look here and see that our reference to jQuery is here at the bottom of the page. Okay, so we'll go ahead and close that up. Now, in order to make this useful, we're going to need a model because we want to do some strongly typed views. So I'm going to add a new class. I'm going to call this class Person. I'm just going to do a very simple model, person.cs, and I'm going to just do a couple of properties. Okay, and I'm going to include some validation here, make this name required. And in order to use this, I'm going to do control dot. That's going to bring up the IntelliSense here. And I'm going to add a using reference for system.componentModel.dataAnnotations, which includes the validation annotations that you can add to our model here. So basically what this required attribute is doing is saying any validation that understands these data annotation will consider this field required when looking for form input based on a strongly typed view. So now that I've got my model class, let's go ahead and right-click our references folder. Now, if you have version 1.4, I believe it is, or later of NuGet, you'll see that the menu command here is changed to manage NuGet packages. In previous versions, it was add library package reference, which is a little more wordy. But either way, it gets you the same thing. So I'm going to select that. And I'll go ahead and look for entity. So what we want is to add the entity framework package, which will give us access to entity framework code first APIs. What that's going to allow us to do is simply generate a database based on the model class that I just created. So it makes things pretty simple in terms of getting that created. So we'll see we have this entity framework with the DB context API and code first workflow. Go ahead and install that. Go ahead and accept the license terms, and we should be good to go. Now I'm going to do a build, control shift B. Make sure that my model class is included in the binaries. And then I can go into my controllers folder, select add controller, and I'm going to call this the people controller. And I'm going to do a controller with read, write actions and views using entity framework. And I'm going to select the person model, and I'm going to create a new data context on the basis of that model. I'll just click add. This will go through, and basically this is under the covers is using a new feature of MVC3 called scaffolding, which is included with the MVC3 tools update. And so it's going through and scaffolding out controllers and views based on the model for person. All right, so we can see we've got this people folder for our views. We've got a people controller in our controllers folder. We're not too concerned with that right now, but let's take a look at our edit view. All right, so if we open up our edit view, we can see that our script references have been added at the top of the page, right? Because this is using that edit T4 template or that we saw before, the edit.tt that we looked at in our earlier example here. And we can see we've got references to jQuery.validate.min and jQuery.validate.unobtrusive.min.js. Now, I could simply get rid of these and shove them down at the bottom of the page here in my view, but I don't want to have to do that for every single one of my views. So what I'm going to do instead is I'll go ahead and remove that edit template. So I'll just delete that, or that edit view. And now I can go back into my people controller, and I can hop over into the edit action and select add view. What this is going to do is it'll automatically give me the right view name, which is edit. I want to create a strongly typed view. I'm going to use the person model class, and I'm going to use my new edit underscore SB template. I'm going to reference the script libraries. Remember, I told you that that was referenced inside that T4 template, and I'll go ahead and click Add. And what we'll see is that with our new template, our script references end up here at the bottom. All right. So far, so good. All right, so let's go ahead and test our solution here. So this will take us to the root of our solution. Let's take us to our people controller, and we'll notice we don't have any people currently. When we go to create a new person, this is actually going to, in the background, thanks to Entity Framework Code First, this will actually create a database for us in SQL Express, which is what I've got configured on this machine. Now, when I go to create a new person, the problem I'm having here is I've got a JScript runtime error. jQuery is undefined, and I'll show you in a second here what that means. I'm going to go ahead and ignore these errors for the moment. And you'll see that I get those errors on my jQuery validate and my jQuery validate unobtrusive. The reason I'm getting those errors is if we go back to our edit view, what we can see here is, again, our scripts are at the bottom where we wanted them, but the problem is that they're actually appearing before jQuery does. So if I switch over here to Internet Explorer and view the source, and scroll down to the bottom here, what we can see is, again, we didn't actually customize our create view, so our scripts are actually at the top of the form. But even if they were actually below, at the bottom of the form down here below the div where we've got them in our edit template, they would still be appearing before the reference to jQuery, and that's a no-no since they actually reference jQuery. So we need to figure out a way to get the script down here below this final div, and the way that we need to do that is by modifying our layout page to use a feature of Razor called sections. So let's go ahead and take a look at that. So I'm going to go into my views shared, go to my underscore layout, and down here at the bottom, which we modified in our previous dev nugget, is our script references. So what we need to do here is we just need to make a slight change. We're going to make a call to at render section, and we're going to use a named section called script refs, which we'll create in just a second here, and we're going to make this optional. So we'll say required is false. Basically what this is saying to the Razor view engine is if there's a section somewhere in my application called script refs, render it here. And then we can add that section into our views, our create view and our edit view, and allow that to render the script references where they belong. So we'll go ahead and save that layout.cshtml. Now we could go directly into our edit view here and add the, we could say at section script refs, and then move the script references in here. Now the problem with this, of course, is that that would only modify this for this particular view rather than for all the views. So I'm going to go ahead and copy this section here, and we'll go ahead and in fact delete this edit view, and we're going to go back to our other instance of Visual Studio, and where our script references were, I'm going to paste in the section that I copied from my view. So now, instead of rendering just the script references themselves when we create a new view based on this edit underscore SB template, we're going to actually render it as part of a section. So we'll save that. Now let's go back to my other project and go back to my people controller. And I'm going to again right-click the edit action in my controller. I'm going to create a strongly typed view based on person. I'm going to use the edit SB scaffold template. And now, when I scroll down here, what we'll see is we've got this at section script refs that has our references at the bottom, and that will inject them in the correct place in our layout. I'm going to copy these, and just for convenience sake, so we don't get the error on create, I'm going to go ahead and remove the references at the top in our create and paste these in to our create view as well. Let's go ahead and try this again. Once again, we'll switch over to our people view. And when we go to create new, you'll see this works. We don't get the script reference errors. And if I go to create without some without a name in there, we get that the name field is required because this is part of the that validation is in place. And likewise, if we go to the edit view and attempt to save without a name in there, it will likewise fail validation. And if we look at the source for our edit view, we can see that our reference to jQuery is here, and our references to the jQuery validation libraries have been moved below the jQuery reference, as well as the script block for any of the jQuery reliant scripts as well. So we're good to go, it's all working, and in our next Dev Nugget, we'll take a look at how you can customize the default project templates so that you get all of the goodness that we've described in all of your new MVC projects. Thanks for watching, and hope you come back soon.